Joining us right now is Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Dan, good afternoon. Thanks for having me on again.
So, we're going to start off, what are the latest COVID numbers in the city?
Total cases overall, 33,026. Death count is up a little bit. It's 509 since when I last spoke to you last week. And then our current active cases are down, 91 current active cases. 11 new cases within the last 24 hours, and out of those 11, 7 are over the age of 18 years.
And, of course, we're also keeping a watch on another respiratory illness, SRV. Any word on that?
No, again, Dr. Rick Herman, our medical consultant, has worked with our Board of Health, and, they have constant contact with the hospitals and with DPH as well. So, we're definitely tracking it. It's definitely serious, and much like anything, much like the flu, much like monkeypox, our clinicians here in Brockton are collaborating to give us the latest and greatest information and the protocols, passing them on to the residents.
And speaking of flu and monkeypox, cases with those yet?
No confirmed flu, that I've been told yet this week. But I can tell you monkeypox, it's still at 3. One's a resident, and the other two cases had Brockton connections. So, again, it's a serious endeavor, and we're looking into it. And, Dr. Eno Montessori is our Board of Health Director, and he works every single day with DPH for the state as well. And, we're still doing our booster shots on Tuesdays at the Shaw Center, and on Saturday it's still considered a regional facility, and it's hosted again by DPH and Brewster Ambulance. So still getting the shots into people's arms to heading into Thanksgiving and Christmas and Hanukkah and Kwanzaa. So, it's all hands on deck still, Dan.
Now, before we get to Thanksgiving, of course, we did have Veterans Day observances in the city. How did everything go in regards to that?
Absolutely fantastic. It started where we had a veterans breakfast at the Council on Aging. We had a veterans musical assembly at Brockton High School. And then, it finished off with a wonderful, wonderful parade downtown Brockton. And again, it was just a fitting tribute to all the men and women that have served or are currently serving or have paid the ultimate sacrifice. So it's a great day in the City of Champions.
Now, of course, you did mention we're rolling into the holiday season. Is that causing any concerns with these illnesses that have been popping up?
No, we're still getting test kits in people's hands, and we're passing out masks, and I've been working in collaboration with all the different pastors and clergy here in Brockton as well for their congregation members. But, people, are really excited heading into gathering with the family. And, as Dr. Herman said, just be safe and, enjoy your family time, and I concur with him 100%. So, it's an exciting time to be able to see some loved ones. We've had a lot of disappointment, without question, but, I look forward to it.
Now, the city has also kicked off the Brockton Where Better Begins campaign.
It's a wonderful marketing campaign. It's a collaboration between the city of Brockton and my office. We're fortunate enough to have Metro South Chamber of Commerce led by Chris Cooney. And then Bob Rivers is the CEO of Eastern Bank, and Bob grew up in Stoughton, which, directly abuts Brockton. So it's a collaboration of those three entities. It's a marketing campaign to really show what Brockton is, the wonderful diversity, the wonderful residents, the offerings, the amenities, the business owners. And we kicked it off last week at Massasoit Community College. I was proud to give a speech yesterday at the annual meeting of the Chamber of Commerce, and we showed the video again. And if anybody wants to see the video, it's on YouTube. It's also on the city's website and also the Chamber of Commerce website. So it's just another tool in the toolbox to understand that we need to market Brockton, and it really is open for business.
And speaking of which, something kind of related to that, social media, of course, is still, apparently there's been a change in the checkmark system of Twitter. What's the city's kind of position on this so far?
Yeah, I have Ted Medeiros, our acting IT director, monitoring all that. And, we're still doing everything we do for social media content, with Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. And, we'll continue to do that. But, there are definitely some changes out there, and you're hearing a lot of rumors. And, again, I'm not a technical person. I make no bones about that. But I have quality people that are truly qualified and professional. So they're monitoring it. They report back to me. And it's kind of a wait-and-see approach right now.
Now, the city also recently accepted 2 grants.
We received, it was awesome, one stop. We had Lieutenant Governor Karen Pleto come here. There were 11 other cities and towns that came here. We hosted it at the War Memorial Building on West Elm Street. Very fortunate to get 2 one-stop grants, one in the amount of $30,000 for planning of development of an area in the city of Brockton, and then a $150,000 grant as well. So, you know, I do really want to thank the Baker Polito administration, and then the LG, she stuck around afterwards, and we visited some businesses, including Brockton Beer Company. You know, she's been a wonderful, wonderful partner since I've been mayor, and well beyond since she's been in the administration.
Now, speaking of some development, the Arnone School building is getting torn down.
The Arnone School, also known as the Keith School, also known as Champion High School, originally known as the Old Brockett High School, is coming down as part of a $100 million public safety building. It's going to be one building housing four departments, which will be fire and police and IT and BEMA, which is our emergency management. Out of respect for the men and women that either attended the school or worked at the school or had loved ones, we're doing a final tour this coming Saturday, 10:30 to 12:30. We also, I've made a pledge to save the bricks when we do actually physically demolish it and give bricks out if people want them. But it really is a city block, and it's a $100 million investment. It's state-of-the-art, and, you know, before we actually take that building down, it's the final walkthrough. It's a fitting tribute, and it's really going to be a wonderful Saturday morning.
Now, speaking of events coming up, of course, we've got Transgender Flag Day.
We do. It's something that, as mayor, you know, someone asked if I do it, and I said, absolutely. You know, we want to represent everybody in the city of Brockton. We're an inclusive community, and we're a welcoming community, and we're going to be doing that. It's been a wonderful – the weather wasn't that great last year. We had to do it indoors, but something that, you know, I'm excited to do, and we're going to continue to have flag raisings to really represent what Brockton's all about. It's about diversity and openness and inclusiveness. So I'm excited about that. And then that segues into we're going to be having our holiday parade on Saturday, the Saturday after Thanksgiving. So, again, that's in downtown Brockton. I welcome everybody to the City of Champions. And it's family fun and it's entertainment. And I hope the weather is with us, Dan.
All righty, Mr. Mayor. Well, thank you so much for speaking with us this afternoon. We do appreciate it.
Have a great day. I'll talk to you next week.
Indeed. Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan.